Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's talk about this Caitlin Clark issue for just a little bit. All right, on both sides. This is a good thing. I don't know why we have to act like it's not a good thing that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese got into a little bit of a scrum yesterday. Good. I hope it continues. How do we think that rivalries are born? Now, I understand that we haven't seen many of these because most of these rivalries were already established when we were born. You didn't need to see the building of the Chiefs and the Raiders. All of that happened before we got here. You didn't need to see the building of Packers and Bears. All the heavy lifting happened before we got here. But if you are, and I know it doesn't seem like it because the WNBA has been around for some time, but still in some ways a very new and fledgling league, you do this by the building block. The building block was your college rivalry. It is now transferred into the professionals. And there always something happens whenever they play each other. The hard foul last year on Caitlin Clark when she got hit in the head. This year, pushing her down to the ground. How do we think a rivalry happens? It's instances like this. Now, I think that's a clear flagrant foul, at least by the guidelines of today. It's not the hardest foul that I've ever seen, but it's obvious that Caitlin pushed her to the ground. Angel gets up. She's got a little bit of energy for her. She goes back and forth. Good. The fact that we are talking about the WNBA at all is a positive for them. And I'm tired of seeing people that like the WNBA complain about how we decide to now talk about the WNBA. It reminds me of this scene in The Wire. For those of you that have seen it, in season one, Orlando wants to be in the drug game, desperately wants to be in the drug game. He sees all the money that Stringer gets and Avon gets, and he wants to be in the drug game. Well, he gets caught up in the drug game. He gets arrested. And then he goes to Levy, the lawyer, and basically is like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to sign this paper until you guys get me a bail bondsman. And, you know, he kind of puts some pressure on him, and eventually he gets him to sign. And he said something very important in that scene. He said, you wanted to be in the drug game. Now you're in it. I feel like the WNBA for the last 25 years has begged and begged and begged for people like me, people like you, people like Rob to care and pay attention. We finally care and pay attention and watch it and interact with their sport. And now they're mad at the how? No, you don't get to do that. The hot takes and the think pieces that come with the increased eyes on your sport. We do this with the NBA all the time. We do this with the NFL. We do this with baseball. We do this with all of these other things. No, you don't get to choose now on whether you want to be in it. You wanted our attention. You wanted us to care. You wanted us to acknowledge that you are a sport. We do all of those things. We talk about your stars. You don't get to now be mad at how it happens. I pushes somebody down every game. I do. I hope it happens every single game. I remember this was, I don't remember when. Those of you that watch UFC, you'll know the fight that I'm referencing. I think it was Conor McGregor or Khabib or somebody Conor McGregor was fighting, whooped his ass, beat him up. And then the guy was still kind of mad. Like, he still wanted to keep fighting somebody. And eventually the guy Khabib, he like got up on the gate and then went to go attack somebody else. Again, tell me if I'm wrong, text line 913-586-7965. This is just how I remember it. The guy Khabib looked real mad. He went to go fight all these other people. And I remember the announcers were like, we don't need this in the sport of USC. You hate to see this. And I'm thinking, I would absolutely love to see this. If every UFC fight ended with one of the fighters going in the crowd and starting to fight fans, I'd watch every single UFC fight. This is not a bad thing for the WNBA that your biggest star pushed another one of your big stars. Good. I hope it continues. I hope they keep doing it. I'm not going to make it seem like I'm the biggest WNBA fan in the world, but I keep up with it. I watch it. I don't mind it. It's all right. It's cool. It's growing. We know more and more of their stars. They got recognizable names. They're turning into household names. They're starting to sell products and be in commercials. They're starting to be legitimately famous people in the WNBA. You got to just accept everything that comes with it. And part of it that comes with it is the casuals and the people that don't watch it will have comments on your sport. This happens all the time with the NFL. This happens all the time with the NBA. This happens with baseball. The fact that it is happening to you is a good thing. The MLS would love to get the attention that the WNBA gets. When's the last time that we talked about NASCAR as a country? Never. We don't do those things. The WNBA has reached that point. Embrace what you are. I hope Caitlin Clark pushes somebody every single game. I don't know when they play again. I don't know who they're playing. Find one of the good players on their team and push her down so we can argue about it. I love it.
I understand what you're saying, but I think you're talking out of both sides of your mouth a little bit here. Because I was here, I was on the show, and it was either last week or 2 weeks ago. You sat there and complained about the way people cover the NBA. You said you want the conversation to be more about the basketball and less about the narrative driven and less about the off-court antics and less about this. You wanted the actual sport, the sport on the floor covered. The WNBA wants the sport on the floor covered, and you're now advocating, let's not talk about the fact Caitlin Clark was hooping. Well, let's talk about her fouling girl.
And I guess maybe what I would say is the difference is, I am a casual WNBA fan. I'm not with the NBA. I don't mind all the extracurricular stuff with the NBA. I like it. I want a little bit more balance than what we currently get. I want a little bit more balance than what we get. With the WNBA, I don't really want a lot of balance. I want the drama and the tea. I like the tea with the WNBA. So good. Give us more of the tea. Great. At least for me. I understand people that would complain about that and want the focus to be on their sport. I'm not a big enough fan to want the focus to be on the sport. I don't care. Give me the storylines. Give me the drama. I look at like the WWE. Give me storylines. I want heroes and villains. I love Caitlin Clark. I love that she makes people mad. I love it. It's great. So sign me up for it.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.